Jesus, I receive your invitation once again to share in the sufferings of these little ones. Lord, give us strength. Amen. My dearest family, the Lord is under unbelievable sufferings for the little children being brutally abused until they die. He has chosen certain souls to stand in the gap for these children and even to experience some of their suffering in order that they may be set free from it. For that reason, I have given you a refresher of what goes on, and I'm inviting you, at the request of Jesus, to spiritually adopt these children. So the refresher will be quotes from previous messages about what goes on with these children. This is a work in the spirit that also impacts the body, heart dwellers. One of our bishops this morning was given a word from the Lord, requesting your assistance, dear family. Jesus said, in essence, that if you will stand for these children and take their sufferings to yourself, he will remove the suffering, they will not feel anything, and he will also see to it that the adrenaline these pitifully wicked and misguided souls are trying to extract from these children's organs will no longer come out of their bodies in the blood, and they will get nothing out of all their torturing. Without the adrenaline, the blood will have little benefit, and they will stop this practice. Yes, this is our chance to totally short-circuit the torturing of children to extract hormonal fluids. Jesus began, "My bride, my dearly beloved bride, how happy I am with the comfort you have offered me in my sufferings. For indeed my suffering is very great as I behold the heinous acts committed against innocent and tender children whom I brought into this world with many wonderful gifts to impart to your civilization. You see, this generation is very special and unique and gifted, very gifted. I gave them to you to bring you up higher in my kingdom and to open your eyes. Satan, in a blind rage, has declared war on these specially endowed children and fanned the flames of bloodlust in expanding covens to cause them to throw all caution to the wind and do that which is unspeakable to these kidnapped children. These are the children that will lay hands on the cornerstones of hospitals and everyone will be healed. These are the children that will look the demons in the eye and tell them to flee in my mighty name, which they will be more aware of than any generation before them. And this precisely is the reason this butchery is going on at an unprecedented rate. It is not only for the harvesting of adrenaline. I will release their giftings on the earth at the time of their death, and though they be in heaven with me, they have left a mantle of anointings with those on earth who are prepared to receive them. I ask you to pray for these children who are so desperately suffering beyond anything you've ever witnessed. I'm asking you to receive their sufferings, whatever they may be, for the sake of these little ones. You cannot at this time understand what relief this will bring to my divine being. Just come to me in your hour of trial and whisper, for our children, Lord. Bear up under circumstances cheerfully, knowing that you are doing a great work. I am not saying that you cannot pray for relief or for healing. That will always be your prerogative. Rather, I'm asking you to shoulder this cross for these souls, so that I may stop this heinous practice. My loved ones, there are so many mysteries tied up in the blood covenant that man has yet to understand. One of these is the exchange of pain and suffering for grace. The scripture that supports this is Colossians 1:24. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for you, and I fill up in my flesh what is lacking in regard to Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, which is the church. My afflictions release powerful graces to you and open the gates of heaven. When I entreated you to imitate me, be like me, deny yourself, pick up your cross and follow me. When I said those words, I was giving you the invitation that I have made once again today. Suffer with me for others that I might release greater graces into their hearts in order that they receive me and keep me as a permanent resident sitting on the thrones of their hearts. Yes, I paid the price to redeem from death and the grave, tearing asunder the veil that separated them. But someone must continue laboring with me for the sanctification of souls, yourselves included. And this work requires self-denial and suffering. This too is what Lent is about, denying your flesh, even your intellect, to make room for ever-deepening revelations of the divine life, forever climbing into the heights of my kingdom, revealing the truth so long hidden from you, but now at hand as you cast out the old leaven. The more you deny the impulses of your flesh and embrace my invitation to offer yourselves as a living sacrifice for the love of mankind, just as I did for you, the more you will resemble me, my precious bride. Will you do this for me? And in doing this, I promise you deeper and deeper communion in the depths of your heart with mine. For your humility and charity draw me irresistibly closer to you. And the scripture came to mind, therefore I urge you, brothers, on account of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. That's in Romans 12:1. Now, I promised you that I would refresh your memory on some of the things that were going on in the past with child trafficking and even ISIS. June 17, 2015. We got a notice today that came across our desk about more terrorism with ISIS, that they're killing little babies and children in Iraq again. They've increased. I guess they took over a new city, and it's just terrible what they're doing to these little infants and these children. It's just heartbreaking. Jesus broke in here and said, tell them that I need their sufferings and oppressions for innocent little ones being murdered in cold blood, that I might remove from them the pain and terror they are at this moment suffering. In this furnace of affliction, he continues, you are removing the sufferings of so many little innocents. What is being done is beyond human. It's pure demonic. You are all united by my spirit, and the spirit is strong on little children. You are intercepting some of their cries and pleas. Many of them are too little to understand what is going on. I cannot tell you how much comfort you bring by your intercession and the cross you are carrying right now. And you know that this was arranged before they came to earth, do you not? Oh, Lord, I hadn't even thought of it. Well, it was. What is different is the suffering. I am sparing them through the intercession of the saints all over the world, and they're shouldering this cross with great love and devotion. And that was the end of that quote. And then, spiritually adopt a trafficked child, which was on December the 16th, 2017. Then the Lord began to speak to me. I want you to spiritually adopt trafficked children. You are well aware of the horrible kidnapping, selling, and trafficking of poor, innocent children throughout the world in many places. Not only are they taken from their parents and siblings, which in itself is terrorizing enough, but after being sold, they are beaten severely to make them submit from the very first moment to the unspeakable sexual abuse and painful violation of their little tender bodies. Some of you yourselves were subject to terrible abuse and neglect when you were young as well, and you know how devastating it was to you, even up into your adult years. I appeal to you now. Please work with me to rescue, comfort, and heal these precious children and young adults who are daily victims of unbelievable terror and extreme pain, crying, begging, and pleading day and night for someone to please help them. They are constantly in a state of tremendous fear, as some are kept in chicken wire cages, others in basements, cold, malnourished, and dehydrated. The only time they see the light of day is when they're dragged out, roughly washed and put into nice dresses with no undercovering, and driven to clandestine motel rooms, where one or more drunken customers are just waiting to use and abuse them repeatedly. Sometimes as many as 6 different men, or even more, keep them for hours on end, burning, beating, and raping them. Some of them do not survive these long periods of torture and abuse. To keep down the screaming, these men will stuff socks and handkerchiefs into their mouths. Because many of the children are already very weak and sick, they have difficulty breathing and they can end up dying by suffocation. If by chance they do survive, many soon succumb within days to complications from punctured spleens and internal bleeding. Although all of this has been very hard for you to hear and very hard for me to describe to you, by the profound compassion and tenderness of my Father, we have seen their tears and heard their desperate pleas. Therefore, we have made a provision to distract them away from being tortured by allowing souls who are praying for them to experience tenderness, this tenderness of being loved and held securely. Contrary to what is happening to them, they do find some comfort in this. Those with hearts to comfort these children have experienced it, and now I'm asking you to work with me and spiritually adopt as many of these as you possibly can. If you will give me your permission and your own free will to take these and intentionally hold them, cover them, and carry them close within your heart, I will expand both your heart and soul to accommodate all that I bring to you, along with all the love and attention of an alert and devoted mother. Am I not your faithful God? Do I say and not carry out? I will be with them as the dew-laden breeze in the fiery furnace, and many shall live, going out to proclaim my wonderful love and deliverance to the ends of the earth. I have decreed all of this, says the Lord, that the souls of many shall be saved. And Jesus specifically asked me to carry the aborted children. Will you continue to carry my little children, the abortions, the abused, for me? Are you willing? My little children, the abortions, the abused, for me? Are you willing? Even if I draw more heavily on you, how could I refuse you, King of my soul? And that was Carol speaking. And here she shares an experience that she had just today. Ezekiel just called, and we suffered together through the first 5 stations of the cross playing in the background. He said he's already seen 3 people being tortured and executed this morning. Lord, strengthen him. I was getting hit harder than before. I give it to you, Lord. I don't know how he does it, but you do. I saw masses and masses of children surrounding Mary like a great flock of sheep. Then Jesus came to join them, and then Papa. Mary was holding a little baby, but there were dozens upon dozens of children around their legs. And my heart kept going to New York. I don't know what that all means or what it could mean, besides abortions. So much happens in my body, and this is Carol speaking. Pains, burnings, contraction-like feelings, all focused on my female organs. I have so much pain, emotional pain, surrounding these things. I can only believe that you are allowing it. I thought I had confirmed with you that this is for the sake of the children. Is this true, Lord? And Jesus answered her, "Yes, love, be at peace with this. I allow you just the mildest of pain they have. You don't need to question this anymore. I have watched you stumble over it for weeks now, worrying that you are somehow at fault for something. The burn for the children has been coming and going all morning since 6:30. I have wondered if each time it starts and then stops, if it is yet another child." She sighed. If this is so, I've lost count, even this morning. This is truth, little one, Jesus replied. I looked for you, Jesus, and you were coming across our meadow. I knew you had been there playing with the children. You told me that it gave you peace and joy to do this. And the last thing you said was, do you know how many you have given me this morning, my love? Because I'd felt it all morning. But no, Lord, I have no idea, Carol answered. 24, and one more is coming just now, and you feel it. Abortions now, my love, abortions. Almost continually. It's the reason you burn continually. You feel it, the pain in your uterus. This work is important to me, love of my heart. Are you still willing? And that was the end of Carol's dialogue with the Lord. So he's calling us to share in the sufferings of these children, dear ones. I certainly, for one, can't say no to him. Lord, we are willing. Please make us strong.